Okay, today the agenda is Siftei Zayin, Yud Zayin, and maybe Yud Ches, which are the halachis of Melicha B'Kli She'eina Menokev. We started Tezayin, we just learned the first Mechaber Ramah. Tezayin has three sets of Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah. The first was the easy one I mentioned, we read last week, and that was the fact that Melicha must be done on either a Kli Menokev or on a keli that's at an angle. The blood has to be able to run off so that it doesn't asa the meat. And as you look at the Mechaber Ramah in the beginning of Tezayin, the first Mechaber Ramah, there's almost no comments at all from the Shach, Taz, or Gra, because it's a basically simple idea that the blood has to be able to run off on the side. We start now with the second Mechaber of Siftei Zayin, in Malach B'Kli She'eina Menokev. What we're going to discuss here in Siftei Zayin, and then in Sif Yud Zayin, is the din of the Kli in which Melicha takes place. Once Melicha takes place in a Kli, what is the status of that Kli? We'll discuss Kli She'eina Menokev and then Kli Menokev. Now, what we're going to do here is to see this as an opportunity to chazer some of what we learned in Vasim Cholav and Taruvus. Because here, we're actually not talking about Hilchas Melicha, we're talking about the status of the Keli, if it's treif, if it gives blias, in a case where the Keli, in the case of Tezayin, was used for salting meat, it was put in a pot, but in a pot that has no holes, and for that reason the pot becomes treif, becomes aser, because the dam that comes out has no place to run, and it's going to aser the pot. Now how long does this have to sit there to aser? How long? Right, what's kavush? Kavush normally is 24 hours, but kavush of a davacharif, of salted things, is kideshin alo orve yarsiach. We'll actually have that expression in Sif Yud Ches. It's a period of time that it would take to cook or to heat up a water at that volume, which we'll discuss in Sif Yud Ches how to calculate that, somewhere between 6 and 18 minutes are the shear that others have given. So since we're talking about, at least at the moment, that everything is cold, it's just salted and put in a pot, it takes that time, amount of time, we'll call it 6 minutes, in order to asa the kli. That's what it seems to say, and that's the part that's unclear. So we're gonna leave that, but we'll call it 6 minutes. And Marsham in the Tshuva says 6 minutes. I think the Chachmas Adam says 6 minutes. So it takes 6 minutes. If you're salting meat, and a piece of meat falls on the floor, you're busy, you're salting meat, and you notice you dropped a piece of meat on the floor. Does that piece of meat become aser? So the cliche of Menokev, it's on the floor. So the same thing is true, that up until 6 minutes, it won't become aser. Until the amount that something can happen. Wait till we hear about the kli. The same is true about the food. Yeah, I don't mean to ask the floor, you're right. I'm jumping from one to the other. It's the same shear of time for the meat and for the kli. We're talking here about the kli. You're right, we're going to discuss that. Okay, good. So let's try to go beseder. The kli she'eina menokev became treif. Someone salted meat, put in a keli she'eina menokev, and now that became treif. That is no question, the keli is not kosher. Now, if you're going to take that kli and cook chicken soup in it, it's easy. It's like any treif keli, and it asses the chicken soup, but 1 minute. How much of the kli became aser from the dam? How much of a keli becomes aser? Well, we know that heat ases bekulai. The rule is, and you should know the expression, kavush kemavushal. If you kavush something, it's the shear of it goes as far as bishul. But maliach kiroseach and v'hainu kiroseach titzli. Maliach kiroseach. Kavush, if you soak something 24 hours, it goes bekulai. If you have a liquid that's treif, that sits 24 hours in a kli, the entire kli becomes asa. But maliach, if something becomes asa from the power of salting, kireseach the tzli, it goes only kedei klipa. It only goes kedei klipa into the kli. And even though by a davar shamein, it could go more than kedei klipa, but we have a kabbalah that dam is not shamein. Stam dam is not shamein, and therefore it only goes kedei klipa. This is something that's not going to be a machloikis. As a matter of fact, what's good about this sif is there are very few machloikis in Ladina here because it's complicated enough. And it's the keli becomes aser when you salt neem in a kli she'ena menukif. The keli becomes aser kedei klipa of the kli.
And therefore,
why do I care if it's kedei klipa of a kli? Well, if you're an uman, you could peel it off. You take a plane and you peel a shave off, that would help. But the main thing is, when I cook my chicken soup in the pot, do I need shishim against the whole kli? And no pot has shishim against the whole kli, we say. Or do I only need shishim against the klipa of the kli, and that we say pots do, and contents do have shishim. So that would be the nafkamina, tremendous nafkamina, but the evan if food would be, if things would be batel b'shishim. Let's learn inside the second mechaber in Sifte Zayin. In Malach the kli she'ena einay menukiv, also l'shtamish ba'osei kli b'davarei seach. You're not permitted to use that pot hot. If you're going to use it hot, it's going to ask for the food. That's the chatchila. What's the dimbi d'yevet? Im nishtamish boy, if you did use it, boy klipa imu davar yavesh. If what you put in was a dry food, so it only goes in kadei klipa, you take a klipa off the food.
You don't have to masher the
klipa. No, you have to masher the klipa. It's b'di'evet. B'di'evet. If somebody used something, put something hot into it, then it needs klipa, v'mudavalach, and if it's a liquid, like a chicken soup, in a shishin neg a klipa minakai. That's the halacha. A food that's not a liquid needs kadek klipa. A food that is a liquid needs shishish. Of the food, of the piece of meat. No. Again, you salted, the pot became asr. Now you have an asr pot in your house. Now, we're forgetting about Hilchas Malicha for a minute, and we're now talking about how that's going to asr through a Dover Eseach. If you put a hot piece of meat into it, then now we're going to Hilchas Pasa B'chala, Hilchas Taruvis. Now, we're not talking about Malich anymore. The Papa came also through Malich. Now we're talking about something hot that gets put into it. So that thing that's hot gets also Kedei Klipa. And if it's a liquid, it goes Bekula, you need Shishim Kedei Kli. What?
Is that the
Malich is gone. The Malich is how the Papa came also. Now, the food is hot. Food is hot, not nothing new malicha. Now it's time hot food. You're putting hot food in, the keli is going to answer the food. So that's what we're talking about now, the keli answering the food. Okay, it's clear? Okay, that depends. We'll talk about that. But we have to learn Shach Samach Dalet. Shach Samach Dalet, it's a bit of a long Shach. The Shach goes back and forth. He's mesupik what the case of this Ramah is. Again, the salting is done with. The keli became asa from salting. Now, the Ramah is saying in the nishtamish bay, if you use that hat, there are two ways we can learn this Ramah, and the Shach goes back and forth on what he likes better in the two ways. Either the Ramah means the pot is now hot. Using the pot in your kitchen, you're cooking in it. Either it's a kai rachama, a kedei rachama, whatever that might be, a plate or a pot, which is hot. We're talking about something hot, and you're cooking with it. That's choice number one. I'll explain. Choice number two, no, the pot is cold. It's a cold pot. Just the food you're putting in is mishtamish b'ibrei seach, is hot. So what we have to do is just step back a minute and use what we know from Yeridaya, with the help of the Shach, of course, and decide the psak in each case. Now, what's good about this is the Shach is not mesupik about the halacha. He's mesupik what the Ramah means. But in each case, he gives a clear psak, except for one issue which we'll discuss. He gives a very clear psak. So let's discuss each of the two cases, take each one, and pretend it's a shaila that comes in front of us. And we'll deal with it both ways and see, because the Shach, by and large, feels that they both fit into the Ramah. One fits a little better, one feels a little shvach, fits a little weaker. The first shaila, the first case, the Shach suggests in the beginning that it's talking by a kedera that's, or a kaira that's hot. Again, the thing that became osi, is salt in a kli shein menukiv. Now, that kli shein menukiv is hot. You put it on the fire, and it's a kli rishon alei, shalei alei, it's the same thing. So you have a hot pot, and you're putting in food, you're cooking in it. So, the halacha here of the Ramah is, if it's a davar yavesh, it would only go kedei klipa. It would only go kedei klipa, not more than a kedei klipa. Is that true? And if it's a soup, it'll go bekulai. Now, a soup bekulai is the easier one, because the soup is a liquid, and the liquid, it goes bekulai. If it's dry, then it goes kedei klipa. Yeah. It'll be exactly the same. That's what I'm saying. What we're saying now will be the same, except for the pratim I'll discuss one prat. But basically, it's the same shayla. You have a tray for pot. Just this tray for pot became also through salting. It's dam that's in it. You have a tray for pot, and you're cooking in the tray for pot. It's like every day, not every day, hopefully, but it's a typical shayla. You have a tray for pot. And you cooked in the pot, but the pot is only also kedei klipa. That's the difference. The pot became also through maliyas. Maliyas is through seach tzli. It only goes kedei klipa. So the pot is also kedei klipa. It could happen in someone's house.
Who said the pot only give all ask the food kedei klipa?
Who said it only ask the food kedei klipa?
No,
if it's yavesh, again, if it's yavesh, we're saying it asks the food kedei klipa. And if it's solul, we say it goes bekulai. Now I have to explain each one. Let me explain each one. If it's dry, I have a treifa pot in my house, and someone went and took something, not a liquid. Someone put a potato kugel, a hot potato kugel, put up to warm in this pot, or put a piece of roast chicken, put it into the pot to warm it up. So everything's hot. How much of that chicken becomes asur? It's yadesh. How much becomes asur? We have a blia going from a kli to a yadash. In Simen Kufei, Sivkat Nechav Gimel, there's a printing error. Those who have the old prints of Shulchan Aruch, in Shach Samach Dalet, two lines on the bottom, it says, Kamash Kasafti Simen Kufei, Sivkat Nechav Beis, that should say Sivkat Nechav Gimel. He's referring you, it's not my Bekiyas, he's referring you to what he said earlier. Earlier, I mean, for us it's earlier, Tarubis. For him, it's later. What he's going to say later, in Simen Kuf Hei, of Katan Chav Gimel, he talks about a blia going from a keli to a piece of dry food. He says there, Kasa B'darke Ma'isha Pashutaini Aisa Rakadei Klipa, B'loi Raitiv, that if you have a dry food in a tray for keli in your house, it's Pashut that it only asks Kadei Klipa. Even though if you would have two pieces of meat, a piece of nevela and a piece of kosher meat that touch each other hot in the klirishin and the dry, we say with asa bekulai, beklishani, if it has liquid, it asks more. Hilchach, kivin de medina maflit miu shapir vayseres kadei netila lididan oisur atzamach. If it has liquid, he's saying a chilek. If it's totally dry, it only asks kadei klipa. If it's a soup, it asks bekulai. If it's a solid that has retivos, that has liquid around it, then in Hadin it goes Kedei Netila. Once it goes Kedei Netila, we say we're not Bekiyah between Kavish and between Shamein, a fatty food and a not fatty food, and it goes Bekula. However, let me finish. However, Masha'en can be Yavish Lagamri, any Mafla Rakadei Klipa. A dry food from a Keli Min Hadin only goes Kedei Klipa. It will be a fatty blia in the kli. Efshur, definitely yavish l'gamri yaseh b'samach. It could be that it would asa b'shishim, because we always say fatty things travel more. Normally we say we're not experts in kafish and shamein. Hanu b'guf hadavar. That's when you have the iser itself. What he's saying is that the chiddush there and the chiddush here is that a blia in a kli going into food, kedei klipa, there we say we are b'kiyam ben kachish l'shamein, and therefore dam especially, which we know is shamein, the Gemara considers dam a davar, we know is yis kachish, blood is not fat, blood itself is not fatty, it could have fats mixed in, but the blood itself is not a davar shamein. So he says that a blia from a kli into a michol is only going to ask a kedei klipa if it's dry. And the Shas says, even if it's Shamein Efshur, he's not sure, maybe it would need Samos. But a Dava Kachosh, certainly a Bliya from a Kli to a food, only asks Kedei Klipa, even though everything's hot, it could be on the fire. As long as it's dry, it's only going to ask a Kedei Klipa. So the potato kugel that was put in, you take out the potato kugel, and you strip off the best part, and you take off the Kedei Klipa, and the rest of it is not going to be Asr. Even completely treif through and through, right?
The tree.
So if it's totally yavesh, if it's a dry food, so we have here this rule that from a kli to an eichel, it does not asa more than kedei klipa. As a matter of fact, the Dogel Meravava here brings the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham has a rule which we paskin like. The Magen Avraham says that there's no shamnunis in blias of kelim anyway. Even if the bli and the kli would be shamein, in a kli nothing is fatty. The bli is barely perceptible. In a kli there's no shamnunis, and therefore even if it was a fatty blia, for kli la eichel, if it's totally dry, we're mekel kedei klipa. And the Navi Yehuda says that since the shach says epsher, he's besupik if it's fatty, ain sveker shal shach moitzim minei vadei shalom agen Avraham. And therefore, we're chazering here a halacha, which is a kula. It's nice to chazer and a kula once in a while. That if you have in your house a treif of keli, or certainly if it's a fleishig of keli, and you put in a davar yavesh milachik to warm up, someone put in a blintz, or someone put in a noodle kugel to warm up in a fleishig of kli, or a fleishig of thing in the middle. If it's yavesh, the kli, even if it's a ben yaimai, will only aser kedei klipa. And that's what it says here in the Shdamish by Klipa Mudavi Yavish. The Keli, you're in trouble, because the Keli was Bilea for Fleishik and Bilea for Milachits. All right, but let's say it's a treif for Keli, and it's treif anyway, so that's why he's not concerned here with the Kli. If it's treif, you'd be in trouble, because now it's Fleishik and Milachik both, so it's treif. Well, it depends. If it's a Ben Yaimei, it's Yisr. You would have to do libun. If it's a terabala, then it would need. If it's a ben yaimi, you would need libun gamor. And if it's ain't a ben yaimi, it would be enough libun kal. Or a terabala would make a lot of libun kal or kashrit to argala. But we get sidetracked to that. So that's, again, the pot is hot, very geschmack. If the pot is hot, yavesh only needs kedek lifa.
This pot is only belayah. If it was malicha without holes, and we said it was belayah, but only clean for the pot itself. What if it was carcass in that pot and it became straight from carcass, but it walled in the pot and belayah also only a klipa?
If you cook treifis in a pot, it only goes to the klipa.
But
if you cook treifis, the whole pot is asr, of course.
And now I put that meat into the
if it's yavesh, it's only going to go to the klipa. It only has the power to travel, the blia can't travel. All right, so we learned one halacha for milchis taruvis. Halacha number two. We're still going on case number one. It's a hot pot. The pot became treif through Malicha. As I said, we're now stepping out of Hilchas Malicha into Hilchas Isavahatr, Teftarubis. Now, you have this pot that's treif.
Why would you think that an Aster is even more than a Klipa? If we have a treif, a treif Kli, and a, let's say a milk kugel on it, and you're heating it up together. Why would you think that
Kula
wouldn't work?
Why should I explain to you why you would think a mistake? If you're not thinking a mistake, so I'm happy, it's wonderful. I'm going to explain to you why. We're afraid Shamnunis goes with Kula, that's why. But okay. At any rate, the second issue is the chicken soup. You're cooking chicken soup in this pot in... which became also through Malicha. So the soup needs shishim against the pot. What's he to talk about? Of course, it needs shishim against the pot. Against the klipa of the pot. I'm sorry. Against the klipa of the pot. So klipa of the pot is usually not a problem. A plate, it might be, but a pot, a plate, also not, right? If it's a klipa, we say typically things have shishim against the klipa. However, there'll be a tremendous nafkamina here. And the Shach points this out. What happens if I have a 8-quart pot and I put in a pint of soup to cook? Do I need shishim against the whole klipa of the whole pot? Because now it's hot. Right, we're going on case number one. It's on Kaira Chama. It's a hot pot. A hot pot should shishim against the klipa all the way around. And then I may be in trouble. I'm not going to have it. Or is it enough shishim against just a part where it's touching? So what? It's solo. It's lach. It's a total liquid. So what? The whole pot, the klipa of the pot all around. No. A klipa is a thin layer of the pot. You took a plane, you shaved off a thin layer, that would be a klipa. You're saying the pot is only a couple of millimeters thick, but the klipa is...
If you shaved off the bottom of the pot, not the top, it's really the same thing.
Same shaila, right. You need to take klipa of the pot. The food has to be... Yeah, oh, we'll get to that. That's case number two. 1 second. So if I'm doing the pot is hot, you're talking when the pot is cold and the food is hot. Okay, I'll get to that second. Okay, again, I'm going to try to do it b'seder. The same seder as a shah. If it's a k'day rechama, then yavesh k'day klipa, very geshmak, the shah fits to what he wrote in Sukkot Chav Gimel. And even though it's a Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham doesn't disagree. What's negeas? Everything is geshmak. What about if he needs shishim against the whole pot? The Shah says, if the pot is hot, you should need shishim against the whole pot. If everything is hot, it's a klirishim. So blias travel everywhere, and you should need shishim against the whole pot. And on that, the Dogel Mervava, look on the side. I'm not reading the Shach inside because it's a bit long, but the beginning of Mervava quotes the Shach. Apa makim shalei daga shama raitiv. You need shishim of kadei klipa even where the liquid doesn't reach. There's a concept of there's an issue there of whether blias travel into raitiv from a whole kli or not from a whole kli, and therefore zakti dagol mravava a chiddush. He says in simit tzadik dalit. We have a machloikis. If you put a cold spoon into a hot pot, if the blia of the entire spoon goes into the contents of the pot, that's called chamik tzasecham kulai. Part of it got hot, as if it all got hot. Or if we say only the part that's immersed in the liquid is bailea. So I have chicken soup cooking. I take a milk spoon, I stick it in. So the machloikis there is right in the shishim against the whole spoon. Only the part of the spoon that was immersed in the soup. And there we said, that you don't need shishim only against the part that was immersed in the soup. So, the same thing here. Why is the shach saying I need shishim against the whole pot? Not the whole pot is not immersed in the soup. Only the bottom part of the pot is immersed in the soup. And if so, what's the difference? The case of the spoon that I stuck in where I need shishim against the pot that's immersed. And over here, where I'm saying I need shishim against everything, not only against the pot that's immersed. So that's the Dogon Ravavah's kasha. Nobody has a problem with that? Oh, so that's why I thought everyone will jump and say the kaf is kosher. Let's hear what the Dogon Ravavah says about that. Dogon Ravavah writes, again, Lefima Shemasik Ramallah Kamasim Zazim Kot Now, Sifal, Dikka Kisvari Shaina, that we do not say Cham Mitzah, say Cham Kulai. The Rei Shachalolu Tumuin, the Loimer Sheyesh Chiluk, the Shani Hasan Shakaf Tzayne. There it's different. The spoon is cold mitzad atzmai. The next page on the bottom. Rak Shana Loimer Deicham Tzasekam Kulei Bezayne Meilach Bliyasei Bekula. Avol Emucham Mitzad Atzmai. Asif is talking the pot is hot on its own. Kulei Meilach Mitzad Atzmai. Kulei Meilach Bliyasei Bekulei. Zed Doichik. Loimer Zilah Bishul Market. Alright, Dogon Ravavah says it's a daichik. Doesn't bother me so much if the shachel is not a daichik. We would understand the difference. We could understand such a difference. That it's enough to say the chiddush chametzah secham kulai when you stick a spoon in. So we say not the whole spoon became hot. Chametzah secham kulai, you don't say the whole spoon. But shaken when the pot is hot by itself, it's cham kulai anyway. So this is the issue here between the Dogon Ravavah and the shach. In the longest, in Simen Tzadik Dalid, when we learn Chavik Tzasei Cham Kulai, in Lomdis, we have two pshatim. What does it mean, Chavik Tzasei Cham Kulai? You take a cold spoon, you know that metal tends, heat travels up metal. You stick a cold spoon into a soup. So there's a mandiyama Chavik Tzasei Cham Kulai. The whole spoon gives its bliyas out, it's all in the hat. And there's a mandiyama that says, no, Chavik Tzasei Vloi Cham Kulai, only the part immersed. You can learn that two ways. You can learn the shaila is, does it get hot? A physical shaila. Well, if I'm holding the spoon and I could feel that it got hot, so then it wouldn't be a machlaikis. It's only a machlaikis stama. You can learn that way. It's a shaila in heat. If the shaila in heat, then the shach is right. There's a big difference between a cold spoon that I stick in, or our case where the whole pot is, we know it's all hot. But the Dogon Ravavah didn't learn that way. Chavitzos Echam Kulai is a halachic expression, not a metzias expression. The question is, do blias go from the part that's not in the reseach? And that issue, according to the Shas, is no different. According to Dogon Ravavah, is no different if it's physically hot or physically cold. So I'll go upon him. What I'm trying to do is to make a brief chazara. Again, you have a treifa pat. You put in a davar yavesh. The pot only asks the Dava Yavesh Kedei Klifa. Because a Bliya and a Dava Yavesh only asks Kedei Klifa. If you put in a chicken soup, it asks the Bliya goes in, you need shishin against however trafe the walls are. Do you need it all the way up on the sides of the pot? Dogon Ravavah says no, only against what's connected the soup. The Shach says you need the whole pot. In Yishishim against the whole pot, and I think that the halacha is like the shach that we would normally say in Yishishim against the entire pot. It's true, but it's not going to change anything here, because what we said is that when we're mekel, we're only mekel, that it goes out, we're mekel, but to go in, we say it does go in. That's true, but it doesn't make a difference here.
Okay.
Sometimes you will, sometimes you won't. You have to measure it. You have to measure the shishim. That's case number one. Let's move on to case number two. I'm sorry. What? Case number two. Now the shach has no halacha problem with this pshat. He only has three daichkim in the lashon. It's a daichik to say that we're talking the pot is hot. It doesn't say so. It's a daichik to say nitshishim against the whole pot. It doesn't say so. He says it's a daichik in the lashon. And therefore he goes to pshat number two. The pot is cold. Start again. You have a tray for pot, and it's cold. Now, in our case, it became also through malicha. But right now, the pot, the kedek klipa of the pot is tray. It's cold. Someone took a hot piece of yavesh chicken, hot, and put it onto it. Now, if everything was cold, no blias would go. You put a hot piece of yavesh chicken onto it. It only asks kedek klipa. Why only kedek klipa? It's simple. Because now, it's tatoi gavar, the bottom is cold, the top is hot. We always say, by a hot thing on a cold thing, that irikli rishon only asks kedek klipa. And therefore, if the bottom one is cold and the top one is hot, so it's very simple that it'll only become asa kedek klipa. It's a very simple din. When the pot is cold and you put in hot soup, some put hot soup into a cold bowl, but this bowl was treif. Again, you only need shishim keneged a klipa of the bowl. Why? Even if the bowl was asakulai, tatoyigavat. So you only need shishim any time the hot is on top, the bottom is on cold, the bottom only gives to the top kedek klipa and nothing more. So pshat number two in the shach is, he doesn't have problems with the lashaynis or the daichik and the lashin. In other words, he's preferring, inside the language, to say the following. We're talking here in a case where you have this cold pot in which you salted meat. The cliche of Manuk, if the pot became awesome. Now you put something hot into it. So again, it's a chazara. Now here it seems to be easy. You put in a hot piece of meat, only goes kedek klipa. That's easy. There's nothing to trouble about. It's a basic rule which the Nomach likes it. If you have a cold on bottom, hot on top, the cold goes in only kedek klipa.
Klipa?
A kedek klipa of the thing on top.
Klipa on the klipa.
Well, the top one only get a klipa of the bottom thing, yeah. And if it's a soup, so also it only gets a klipa from the bottom. So a klipa of the soup is us. Now you can't peel soup. How are you going to peel the soup? So therefore, somewhere in the soup there's a kedek klipa of tray. You can't find it. So if you can't find it, it's batel b'shishim. So everything is wonderful. Shalom al Yisrael. So this is a great pshat. So why is he a long shach if it's such a great pshat? And then he says you don't need kineged the rest of the pot. Very good. Since the pot is cold, when you put in the soup, it only gets a bliya from the place where it is. The shach holds that fits better into the lashon of the Raman, the Maisha. This very geshmak, he says, that only needs a kineged klipa from the pot. It's touching, and everything is good. However, what? What? The sides of the pot. That's why he uses the lashon of a kaira, maybe. But no, he's talking about a pot that goes up. It's zeh eitzel zeh. We had a kofhei zeh betzad zeh. We had a machlokes. Kofhei. We had a machlokes by zeh betzad zeh. If it has a different light tatoi. So, all right. The fact is that the sides anyway only has to get a klipa. They themselves, so it's not much of an afkamina klipa of the pot, a klipa of the soup. But but that's cold for sure. So there, Dr. Bavava had problems with the shach. The shach will say, no, it's hot. It's different. When it's cold, the masmim don't. There's one problem, and as I said, this is a bit of a chazara. In Simit Tzadik Aleph Sif Dalid. We had a tumult. The Ramah there had a kula that nevad haklipa. If a liquid becomes asakadei klipa, and you can't find the klipa, it's liquid, you can't feel liquid. The Ramah had a kula, b'makim shabasa tzar klipa, im laikal pool, bishlaikach, mutabidi of it. He had a kula that a kadei klipa that disappeared, that you can't find anymore, is mutter. That's called in the alash nevad haklipa. If a kedek klipa is lost, it's mutter. Frek the shach, when I cook chicken soup in this pot, the pot is cold, I pour in chicken soup, the chicken soup becomes also kedek klipa. If it's nevad haklipa, if you can't find a klipa in it, so the Ramos kula is that nevad haklipa is mutter. So by a double lach, certainly it should be that way. Nevad, we'll explain to you in a minute. The nevad haklipa, then it should be awesome. So let's chaz for a minute. Simit Tzadik Aleph Dalit. That's the shach's kasha. The shach, the kasha is, what does the Ramah say? in the end of this Ramah. Mudavalach mina shishim neged haklipa. Oh, you should have turned the page. I read it before. But neged haklipa rakayra, so it needs neged haklipa. It's neged haklipa. It should be mutter. That's a tumah. Now, let's chazus in tzadik aleph sif dalid. Never a klipa. The Shramor held never a klipa is mutter. You lose the klipa, it's okay. The Taz wasn't clear how he passed. The long Taz with Kashis on the Ramah. He held that never a klipa. It's the second half of Taz Zayin there. The never a klipa. What do you mean never a klipa is mutter? This you need shishim against the klipa. Why should it become mutter if you lose the klipa? Why should it come out? You can't find it. Let me ask you. No. If I have a piece of meat, and I put it, a hot piece of meat I put on a tray for kli, I can peel off the bottom layer of the meat. It's not never. I put a potato kugel in, I pull off the bottom layer. But by a liquid, it's never a klipa. So Taz had a host of kashas. So everyone tries to explain when never a klipa is mutter, when it's also the most famous shita, which I think is la halacha, is again a Magen Avraham. Today we're going to be top heavy in Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says there's a difference between a klipa that's a chumra and a klipa that's ikar adin. A klipa that's a chumra, so we're machmir, never a klipa is mutter. Whatever the cases of chumra. Irish nifsek hakaluach is a case. Never a klipa with a klipa is a chumra. We are meikel. But a klipa that's an ikar adin, a klipa that's dina de gemara less man de pali, then never a klipa is not mutter. So according to that Magen Avraham, everything is good here. Here we're talking about Eloi Gava. We're talking about if it's a iroi shaloi nifsek hakaluach. If it would be such an iroi, then it would be good. Never that klipa is mutter. You're saying no.
The second falls into the
path.
It's already. That is the case of Tatar Gavar. When they're poured into a pot, it's
always nifsak hakiluach for the klipa.
The second is in the pot. That's when it's asking the pot. It's already nifsak hakiluach. That's a din of klipa.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. The Magen Avraham's lashon is, I think, there's chilti in irish and nifsak hakiluach and lo nifsak hakiluach. I think if you look in tzadik aleph dalid. No, the Ramah's going on a piece of meat that became also a klipa, and now you're going to cook it. It doesn't say that it became also with nifsak aloy nifsak hakiluach. Okay. All right. We can argue about it. I want to get to the shach.
What if you're looking, and you can't find a milchik?
We'll talk about that later. Let me just finish this case. I'm sorry. The shach shita in tzadik aleph, which is a shita here, is the following chilek. Now the Beis Meir, crazy a place, he say the shach is illogical. It's the opposite of svara. So listen carefully. The shach says there's a difference. When it's nevad haklipa and you can't find it, totally lost, then we're meikel. When it's nevad the blia of the klipa, you have a piece of meat that became asikadei klipa. You can find it on the piece of meat. This piece of meat, which is also kadei klipa, was now put into a soup. That kadei klipa of that meat is now ushering the soup. And you realize what you did? You pull out the meat. Now, there's a kadei klipa lost in the soup. But on the piece of meat, you could see the klipa. So on the meat, you're going to cut off the klipa. If the klipa remains nicker, if the klipa remains noticeable, then we do not say never a klipa is mutter. Because I see the klipa. I'm going to remutter it. I see the klipa. I'll take it off. Masha'ein kein, in a case where the klipa can't be found, the klipa is totally in the liquid. There's no solid involved at all. The klipa can't be found. Then we're mekel on never a klipa. So again, we're mekel on never a klipa where the klipa is totally lost to the world. And where machmir and never a klipa, where I could find the klipa and I could cut it off. As I state in Shach. So the Beis Meir on the Gilyan there says you don't understand this. And the same thing the crazier place, he says, think for a minute. I have a piece of chicken. It falls, I put it into, the chicken is also a klipa. I put it into a soup. If the chicken melts into the soup, it cooks for 20 hours and it melts, everything's mutter. If I catch it before it melts, I pull it out, and I cut off the kedek klipa, then the soup is awesome. It's the opposite. If it's nevera klipa and you can't find it, without shishin. Without shishin, nevera klipa is mutter. So if it melts in, it's totally in there, I didn't pull any of it out, it's going to be okay, it's nevera klipa. I pull it out, I rescue the piece, the blias are there, but at least I got most of it out. So to be smeyer, then you need shishim against the klipa. That would not make a nevera klipa. What's the svara? The be smeyer asked. So he's matzmi on this chilek. So I think when we learn Yeridaya, it goes back a few years, that the way we answer the shach is that you're right. In svara, it's hard to be mechalik, but the pshat is that it's a tarti desasri in psak. How am I going to tell this lady who's calling me? The piece of chicken you pulled out, cut off the piece is treif. The pot is okay. The content of the soup is okay. In psak, it appears to be a tarti desasri. I'm telling the person, cut it off, throw it out, and the soup is mutter. And one minute, and when it melts, but when it melts in, she calls, as it melts in, I tell everything's mutter, never a klipa is mutter. There's no tarti desasri in this psak. Not if it's hard to blia. No, not shishim. We're talking less than shishim. Less than shishim. No, it's less than shishim. If it will be shishim, it will be no shay. You don't need a kula. But if there's shishim, it's not a tarti desasri. I say cut off the thing, and the rest of it is bottled with shishim.
If it's a kula, then you have
the shishim
inside.
Right.
And when you take it out to see, the piece is outside. It's definitely outside.
But there are blias inside. If you put tray for the soup, you can't just take it out. The blias went in. Not everything. Some was taken out, but we can't measure. We always measure connected kula.
You don't recognize it. What would happen also? If it's cloth, everything got absorbed.
Yeah.
Everything's inside there.
If everything's inside, so we have this kula, never a klipa's mutter. We have a kula, never a klipa's mutter. That's the kula that never a klipa is shari. What?
That's
the base mayor's kasha. That's his kasha. That's all absorbed. So the so what? Normally we say that the shishim. The Ramah says you have to measure it. You have to know. But
why, because we have a piece of meat that doesn't make it, and you put it in soup. Why don't you say there also that the soup is shishim connected to the food? Would be shishim connected to the
food. No. It can connect it to fill up a pot, for liquid to fill up a pot, it has to have a certain amount of volume. If I take a piece of I take a kedek klipa of treifis, it could be 50% of what's in there, right? But how much is there, isn't it? Okay, at any rate, this is the tumul tzadik aosif dalit, and this is where the shach is coming from. The shach asks over here that here it's never a klipa, the blia that goes into this soup, which is cooking in this plat, is now never a klipa, and it should be mutter. That's his kasha on this pshat in the Ramah. So, to review, we have two situations. The question is, which one does the Ramah mean? But both psokim of the shach is not mesupik. If the pot is hot, dava yavesh kedei klipa, a soup, shishim kedeged, the klipa of the entire pot. If it's a dava, if the pot is cold and you put in something hot, dava yavesh kedei klipa, tatoi gava. And if you put in a soup, a hot soup, then you need kedei klipa, because tatoi gava, you only need kedei klipa of the part of the soup that touched the kli, you need a kedei klipa. The shach goes back and forth on which one the Ramah is talking about. So, Dimitrius Hamesin, the Ramah will tell us which one he's talking about. But either way, we have a psak of the Ramah. Now the question, why don't we say here Neved HaKlipa is mutter? So the Shach at the end introduces a concept which is part of this next Mechaber. He says here, we're not going to be Mekel on Neved HaKlipa because we have the Ravid Shita. What's the Ravid? The Shita's Ravid, which is the reason for the next Yeshayimim. The Raivet Shita is that when you salt something in a pot, you salt meat from the blood in a pot, the pot gets a din of reverseach. The pot itself gets a din of resicha. And even though it's cold to the touch, but because you salted meat in it, so the pot is all agitated and excited, and it gets a din of resicach until you cool it, until you do adach, until you wash out the pot. And therefore, in our case, we're not mekel on neved haklipa, but sorry if those who argue with neved haklipa, with the Raivet Shita, that the kli still has a din of reseach, and a tzirif of those who shitas is the reason we're not mekel on neved haklipa in this case. Right. That's what it says at the end of Shach Samach Dalet, with tzirif the two shitas. Not lahaflit, but it's enough to make that the kelim have a din of reseach. But now it's going to be maflit through the heat. Because remember, we're going down the second case. The case where the pot is cold. And the reason we're mekel is because Eloi Govak, Tatoi Govak. So here it's not Tatoi Govak because the pot is in effect. And that's the next Yeshayim. Let's look at the second Yeshayim. First one on the next page. Yeshayim Rishafil Mitzaynein also Lishtamish Boloi Boloi Hadacha. The next Mechaber in the Sif. Yeshayim Rishafil Mitzaynein also Lishtamish Boloi Boloi Hadacha. Nishtamish Boloi Hadacha. Yediach Mashin Nishtamish Boloi. We're machmel chatchila not to use a pot in which Shayna Medokim, which salting occurred. Why are we machmir? So the Taz, in the third line of Taz on your page, V'yeshayimrim, Svirolei, it's the end of Taz Lamites, V'yeshayim Svirolei, Akari Nechshavis Reseach, Machmas Malicha, V'avedina, Kesach Nishroch Abad, Yisham Avedaych, Kesach Kamayach, V'yisich Samalicha, period. So this sheet of derived is, the pot is called hat, we're machmir l'chatchila, im nishtamish by b'lay adoch, yidiach mish nishtamish by, we're mekel b'diyevet. The Ramah says, "I'm a mutter lazim left by basal achshin kfuah. If you make holes in this keli, you can now use it to salt meat. I have filled a balei nekiva and my basal shor kvar be melichasay behudach. Oi, now listen carefully. I fill a balei nekiva. I have this pot in which I salted meat. Ain't a menuket. Pot is treif. Now balei nekiva and my basal shor kvar melichasay behudach. I have now meat. I salted it. Kosher meat. I want to salt it again." They're going to tell me, why are you salting it again? Some kind of briska chumra, are you going to salt it two times? The answer is, that they didn't have refrigerators, they didn't have freezers, that's how they preserved food. They took food, it was kosher meat, it was kashered. Now they want to salt it a second time to preserve it, to make it stay fresh. They're now salting it in a treifa kli. The Ramah says that that's okay, I fill a balei nekiva, even without holes in the kli. In my basa shak farbi milchasai, if you have meat that was already salted, v'hudach, and washed, no problem. You're allowed to take meat, kosher food, salt it, and put it in a tray for keli. Why? Well, we have a rule. It's an important rule to know. A malicha b'kelim lahaflit. Salting does not cause... doesn't affect kelim. You salt meat, you'll see liquid coming out. You salt a kelim, you're not getting anything. Salting kelim doesn't do anything. A malicha b'kelim lahaflit. Salting a kelim doesn't cause bleas to come out. So therefore, says the Ramah, if you have a tray for kli and you want to put in a cold piece of meat, salt it and put it there for storage, no problem. Malicha doesn't ask for the kli. Zok tishach and samaches. Even if now liquid is going to come out of this meat, it's not blood anymore, the blood is salted. Tzir, liquid is going to come out. Fresh meat is very moist. Liquid's going to come out, it'll be kavush. It's going to be kavush. So, it should aser. So, tishach, how long is kvisha by a salty thing? 6 minutes. So, zak tishach, just like ein malicha b'kelim haflit, just like you can't salt kelim and cause bleas to come out, the same thing, kavush, soaking something to cause bleas to come out, is only 24 hours. Salt doesn't affect kelim. And just like ein malicha b'kelim lahaflit, the shach goes a step further. It says the Ramah here is teaching us that even a kavush of malicha, you follow? Normally kavush is 24 hours. A kavush of malicha, which is 6 minutes, it won't cause blias to come out of a keli. You follow? It won't cause blias to come out because blicha doesn't affect keli. So it won't cause blias to come out. And that's the chiddush of this Ramah, that it won't cause soaking something 24 hours in a kli does not cause blias to come out of the kli.
Okay. If we say that if you rinse the kli off, it's different than if you don't rinse the kli off, then you're not so, then you're talking about mamushes. You're not talking about blias.
It's rinsed off. It's perfectly cold. A totally cold kli.
So it's
a tray for kli. I went to a flea market and I bought a kli. I put it to kasher. It's tray. Oh, 1 second. Good. So less than meis leis, there are two steps to the shach. Yeah. Less than meis leis, if it's kavush, shach to shach, melicha doesn't do anything. You're not supposed to leave it more than meis leis, then it's a real kavush. He says, we're not chayshish, if b'di'evet, if you leave it more than 24 hours, what are you worried about? It'll be ein ben yaymai anyway, after 24 hours. It won't aser anyway. L'chatchila, don't leave it more than 24 hours. But if you did, it's not going to aser. Within 24 hours, a melicha became la'aflet. After 24 hours, it's problem. And it's problem, no problem. You follow? We're going back to Hilchas Tarubis, all these things. We're not talking about Hilchas Treifis, about Malicha, as we had it in Siman Tzadikei. We had salting causes blias. What? That's all B'yad. The Chatzili, it can't be Kaivish at base legs. The Chavis Das just asks, we had that by Yadav HaChorif, it's Mechayelei L'Shvach. By a dove charif, even a ena ben yaima, blias come out, does make it l'shvach. And the Chavis Das holds that even salt is like a salted liquid, seer, is like a dove charif, and it's mechayel l'shvach. And it will cause it to be mishabeach. And he says after 24 hours it should be a problem. Because of this idea that a sharp food is mechayel l'shvach. When we learned the halachas of dove charif, people asked me if salt is also a dove charif. I mentioned some confusion about it, and this is a place where it seems to be a disagreement between the Shach and the Chavis Das if salting is a davar charif to be mechalel shach, to turn it into something as mishubach. So again, we're going now through case number 3. We had the 2 cases of previous Shach, now this case, Hilchas Taruvis cases. Now again, we had a few Magen Avrahams. If you look quickly at the Dagel Mervava on the next page, it's printed on the next page. Page of Sifyud Zayin, the one that saw Shas of Katan Samaches, Hatsir Maflit, Hashas, Hamagin Avram, Simit Tov Mem Zayin, Sim Katan Tazayin, Pasik Hadrisha, Kivin Eina Melech Maflit, Komashabulu Bakli, Havakilu Yavish Biyavish, Lashayach Kovash, Ella Balach Vitzol. What he's saying is, I'm sorry, I'm showing you Dog Mervava, I'm showing you the wrong Magen Avram. Look at the Rabbi Kiva Eger, I meant to show you. It's the same Magen Avram, but he The Rabbi Kivager, Avalinian e Malicha Lekalim. Okay, I'm sorry. The first Rabbi Kivager on that next page. Avalinian e Malicha Bekalim. Bimagin Avram maskim ladrisha. The Bikvisha Kadesha Yitin Aleshu Yasiach Maflit Makli. Agaz of Tishach. Even though e Malicha Lekalim lahaflit, if you sold Kalim, nothing happens. But Kvisha soaking Kadeshina Aleshu Yasiach Maflit Makli. Chay Mavoritasat Phil Lamesha. Vizgasi Aleshach. He says it is pilot. The kashuli afil b'leisher kvisha litzer medim maluach. L'mash kosav hashach. Tamadei milicha l'keilim davatar maluach v'tamei tafel. Habitzol tar maluach aser. The Rabbi Kiva Eger has his own kasha, which I'm not going to go into, that the malicha should work on keilim by a liquid. So kaponim, in the first shach, the 2 cases, there was little machlaikis. In shach samaches, we have actually 2 shailas, which are machlaikis. One the shach magen Avram, one the shach nechavas das. If soaking something that's salted in a keli causes the keli to give blias in the 6 minutes, like shach magen Avram, and if after 24 hours mechayel l'shvach, the machloek is the shach and the chavis das. Now we just did spent about 55 minutes about the din b'di'eved of someone assaulted meat in a kli she'ena menukiv, which is abnormal. We're going to spend 2 minutes on sifyon zayin, which is the normal case, a kli menukiv. You go into any butcher store that salts meat, and that's an easy one. Avalimu menukiv. You have a regular keli in which you salted meat, kedas or kedin, that has holes in it, a holy keli. You salted it. Mutar lechol bay afilu reseach. Why should that be? The pot doesn't become awesome. My blood ran out. If there is malicha to be maflin into kelim, so the answer is tazmen beis the da mishrik sharik. We have a concept. We'll discuss this in minayin. That blood runs off of a keli, and it doesn't absorb quickly. Da mishrik sharik, not beleya. If it has place to run, it's not beleya. V'yesh oisrim bereiseach. Some say you're not allowed to use it hot. V'yesh zol lechatchila b'di'evin mutter. Lechatchila, we don't use the kli in which you salt. B'di'evin, you're in a butcher store, and you have a kli that they salt, a kedus, a kedina, a kli menukiv, and they're roasting chicken, the chicken touched the keli, does it become treif? It does not become treif, that's the way we pass it. The Taz brings that those who asur a kli cheres, the halacha stays like the Ramah, so a kli menukiv, lechatchila, nobody would use it for hot food, but b'di'evin, we do use it for hot food. So we'll finish with the din of the kli. What's the din of the meat that was salted in a kli? Sheinim and Okiv. So that's if you chas, we'll get to the best of Hashem next week.